This is The Spot, The Ivy, a Beverly Hills restaurant that's the place to see and be seen. It's bordered by a picket fence and littered with celebrities and paparazzi.
The Ivy Restaurant discriminates against every positive worker.
And these are the chants of 24 protesters pacing Robertson Boulevard outside the restaurant today. Latino and LGBT activist groups met at the Ivy during the lunch rush to support Raimundo Martinez, the busboy who lost his job last year. He started lawsuit proceedings 2 weeks ago.
We're here because we think it's unfair that someone be fired just because of their HIV status.
Erica Reyes of the Wall Les Memorias, a Latino HIV education group.
And the fact that this man is HIV positive and was let go of his job, I mean, it's discrimination. I mean,
the case began when Martinez started taking new medication with unexpected side effects. In January 2011, he had to leave a shift early. He took the rest of the week off and brought the Ivy a doctor's note requesting a schedule change. But 5 days later, the restaurant let him go. The Ivy management says the restaurant did not know Martinez lived with HIV. Brian Moulton, legal director at LGBT advocacy organization Human Rights Campaign, says the 1990 Americans with Disabilities Act made employment discrimination against people with HIV/AIDS illegal. Restaurants tried to opt out of the requirement then, but Moulton says they've never been exempt, even though people worry that HIV could be transmitted more easily through food.
Courts have largely rejected and that there's, you know, some sort of threat for an individual working in a food service position that they might transmit HIV. That hasn't stood up when it's been brought up as an argument in the past.
Longtime HIV/AIDS activist Eric Gordon says today reminds him of the old days a little too much.
This seems like a throwback in a way. I mean, I remember demonstrations, you know, like this 20 years ago. When people were demonstrating, you know, for employment rights, for insurance rights, for health care. So, you know, a lot of those struggles have been won in the tradition of that struggle. This goes on, and even at, in Beverly Hills. And so it's shameful.
The court has not yet begun proceedings on Martinez's complaint. Rosalie Murphy, Annenberg Radio News.